Emre le Koyani bnei Aaron. Le nefesh lo itamo be'amo. So all the mefarshim al ha-Torah try Shem Shmuel starts in lemala b'kodesh. What is this parsha that Koyanim cannot be metame le nefesh be'amo? What is the sichlius of this mitzvah? So you could say it's a gzeras hakosuv, but the pasuk the whole time explains ki kedoshim atem, ki kodoshu. How is the kedusha and the koyanim they can be metame? The tuma is a stira to kedusha, and val koyanim have kedusha, tuma is a stira to kedusha. Avada, what is the gzira sakosuv that koyan is not allowed to be metame lemeis because tumah is a stira to kedusha? Chevtsev the halacha beetsam is taken nogea to koyanim. But beemes the ikar parsha is not dafka nogea to koyanim. The ikar parsha is beetsam nogea to everyone. We know that Balisol when memtes shari tumah. And the sphere is to metair them to come to Kabbalah Sateire is the tumah knis. That be'etzem tumah is a stira to kedusha. Tumah is a stira to kedusha by everyone, not only by koyanim. Avada the alochas and the parshev tumah v'tair and the teire, the isur is val the koyanim. Our mishol se Hashem. So dear be'etzem, you have the isur to metame. But Be'ikar HaParsha is not only a parsha to Koyanim. The parsha is Be'etzem to everyone. Like Loshon HaRambam, famous Rambam, in the end of Shmita V'Yoivel, when Rambam brings down the Halacha, V'lomo lo izocho Levi b'Nechas Eretz Yisrael, u'bebizoso imecho, b'pnei shehuvda alav oides Hashem, v'leshosoi. ולאוירוס דרוכו והישורים ומשפוטו והצדיקים שנאמר יאיר משפטך ליעקב לפיכו הובדקו מדרך האוילום לאורכים מלחומו לנויכלים לזויכים אלא הם חיל השם ולא ישבת לוי בבת אלא כל איש ואיש מכל בי האוילום אשר נודבו רוחוי אויסוי והבינוי מדוי להיבוד אל עמוד לפני השם לשורסוי ולעובדוי, לידו אס השם, and here the Rambam says, גבלדיקי words, והולך יושור, כמו שעשורו אלוהיקים. The Rambam says, not a person that decided to be something special. A person that decided, נות ורוחוי, הבינו עם הדוי, להיבוד אל עמו, לפני השם ולשור סוי, but the Rambam finishes, והולך יושור, כמו שעשורו אלוהיקים. This is normal. Uporak al tzavor el achesbeinus rabbi mashu bikshu bnei adam. Here's the words of the Rambam. Harei ze niskadesh koidesh koidoshi. Vi Hashem chelkoi ben achlosu ilaadu lo elmlomim viyiskelo ilamaze vo ilamabol v'ramas bikloi. Niskadesh koidesh koidoshi. So the Rambam says a person sheivdilo im adoi. למה לשורס את השם ולעובדוי והולך יושור כמו שעשור אלוהיקים. I heard once סרב שיר בי חי נעשה אודום נמר בעבורך. נעשה אודום is an heavy person נמר בעבורך רב שיר בי חי. אבל the Rambam is מבור here והולך יושור כמו שעשור אלוהיקים. The person that decided to be עובד את השם to learn day and night. It's not the person that decided to become Porush, to become different, to become strange. Holach Yoshor Kmoi Shasor Alekim, Harezen Iskadesh Kodesh Kodosh. So, Be'etzem, every person is Be'etzem, is a Koyen from that Pchime that is Niskadesh Kodesh Kodosh. Just the Parsha, the Isur from Tume. That is the Koyanim that are Mitzuve Lamri Lishoros Es Hashem. They have the Parsha of Tuma. Someone maybe a little bit to touch it. Mefarshim explain that the tumah in the world came b'shas the chet of the Adam HaRishon. Two things happen when Adam HaRishon was choyte. He has to die, and this causes tumah in the world, and la'asid l'boi, misa will stop, and b'meile will be no more tumah, and b'zeh sapecho teich alechem. You have to work for parnasa. These are the two things that happened. Before the chet of Adam HaRishon, no one died, and everyone had everything. There was no more competition. You didn't have to work hard. The food was there, the money was there, everything was there. The klal of Adam HaRishon fadach two things. First, that people die, and it caused tumah in the world, and b'zeh sapecho teich alechem. And it stopped in Matan Torah for a moment, poska zu amosom, and people would not die. Mon, and again everything was good. Chata Egel, we went back to that system. And La Sid Lava, we'll go back. No debt. Tzadikim Yoishim, Veneni, Miziv Ashchina, and there's no more Oila Parnose. The Oila Parnose, it's not only the question if you have to work hard to get money. The whole Chashivis for Oilam Hazeh, that people run after Olam Hazeh and they want Olam Hazeh and it's hard to get it. When you try to get it and you become fashmutz mit Olam Hazeh, everything comes bichlal b'zeh sapecho teich alechem. That is mevus esforim. When a person is the right madrege, the tumah, the gashmius, doesn't have that chelik of it. When Adam HaRishon before the chet, before the taivel ha'inayim that he ate from Eitz Hadas, was no tumah, was no gashmius, everything was ruchnius. Bamei dvorim amuri. You know, avada the parshas tumah le'ayanim, saying the dvorim amavur in the sforim here, that every person, especially in Yimei HaSfira, the person prepares himself, the Kabbalah Satere is memtes yomim to misnat memtes sharituma. So avada, the Chinuch explains, he says that even the Tumah V'Tayuch is Dvorim Nisgovim, and you go to the Mikveh, the Tumah goes off, he says, Kach Yu Gzeiras Melech, but the Chinuch says, Milvad Shu Gzeiras Melech, Yeshavone Badovo. That's like the Chinuch. He says that the world was created from water, everything was Tohu V'Voyu. When a person goes into the water, and he feels water, and he comes out like a bria chadosha, so he gets a new chance to start from the beginning. And this be'etzem clapping every part of tumah and every part of zuama. When a person starts the Yemei HaSfira, he has to know, we spoke about it yesterday, Chazal say, Ad she'odo mispalel, she'ikonsu divreteir le'techpiv, yispalel she'al ikonsu ma'adonis le'techmeyov. Till a person daven that he will be zeicha and teira, he has to daven shelo yikonsu ma'adonis l'toich piv, that he will not eat the ganza ilazah. Say, we're having now the Yemei HaSfira, it's not so much really holding in the middle of Yemei HaSfira, the achone for shvuts. A person, Omar Rabbi Akiva, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, mikveh metaris atmei, mava kadosh baruch hu metaris Yisrael, it's not a moshel. It's not a moshel. A person that wants to have a tzlacha and ruchnius has to be metayer himself. Has to be mekadosh himself. Every person wants to have a tzlacha. Every person. So the Yitzhahara, some people he tells them don't learn. Some people he can't tell them. They like to learn. They want to learn. But what he does is he puts the choymer, the gashmius. But the person gets full gashmias. The person wasn't of kamina. I learned till 12 o'clock by night. 2 hours gashmias. I wake up 7 o'clock. I dive and I learned the whole day. It wasn't of kamina. Chazal say, Ad she'odo mispal she'ikonsu divreteir le'teich me'ov, ispal she'alikonsu ma'adonis le'teich me'ov. So for sure, from Rav Shach, we're not holding in a doich, but a person has to be pirish himself. It's not our doich, it's not our madregas. But a person has to do everything b'kedusha. Let's do the Shabbos. Say it. So he goes to eat somewhere. He's allowed to eat a pesach kugel. Say it. But the shaila is, What is planning? This is it. Well, Shabbos, he finishes the Sunnah at 12 o'clock. Again, Shlof and Azeve Agoy. Chodesh hour to learn to mekane Shabbos. So Machnos Eilik. Shabbos day. He wants it. Summer. 5-6 hours to learn. He finishes to eat. When I was a Bochur in Panovich, Shabbos, in the summer, we never went to eat by day. It was a waste of the day. By night, anyway, the nights in the summer were shvach. By day, he ate in the shiva, 10:30 or after the meal. He slept for 3 hours even. You can learn from 1 to 7, 6 hours. So what do? You wake up at 10:30, you find the suda, you have to walk an hour, eat 2 hours, walk an hour, rest an hour. If a person wants to mekadesh himself, this is the chet from Eidas. It's two zachen. Choymer, and if you look good in the psukim, and bereishis, you don't get it. The ikar klole from the Adam is, b'zeh sapecho teich alechem. It says also, grada, that you will die. I would think, die is the terrible thing. Grada, you'll have to work hard for food. But the ikar din Adam, look at the psukim bereishis. You cannot even can find that the Adam bereishis is going to die. It says that you will die in the end. Ki ofer ato ul ofer tosh. No, that's it. That's the kleine chet. That's the kleine oynish. The oynish was the gashmias. And this is a tafkid on everyone. The koyanim have the tzivui. And they have the tumah achitzoynis. But the tumah memtesha ritumah will forget the gans klal Yisrael. The meshose elyoin is a halacha. They can't even metame to the mess that be'etzem represents the chet of the marishin, the tumah. All the inyanim, the nishna geis, the tzuras advarim. But this is the tafkid of every person. If a person wants to grow, if a person wants to be matzliach, wants to have atzloche. But before you start, if a person wants to take this tkuf of his shvuas to manage himself, in Svogim state, that in every year, and every time when the Zedba Yontev comes back, the schus of the Yontev comes back. And a person can be zeichet the Kabbalah Sateire. But he has to be metayer himself. He has to be mekadesh himself. Zaynish kenar. Take this 30 days, 33 days that are left from the Sfira Bishvus. A person decides he's mekadesh himself. He sits and learns day and night. But this is Aleph. But he's mekadesh himself. He's mekadesh himself. I'll tell you, I was zeichet this week to eat once L'Shem Shomayim. But that doesn't happen every time, you know. I was zeichet to eat L'Shem Shomayim. I was sitting in my house, and I got a phone call, a bad phone call, another bad phone call, another psalm. I was down from Yizokt. And then my friend, I saw a friend of mine, a Choshev Shashiva, was calling once, twice, three times. First, I pushed it off every time, I didn't want to answer, I didn't have koyach. Then I said, I will call him back. So I call him back. And he was in the middle of benching. Well, I picked up the phone. Vesach nisht, yeah. But, you know, he picked up the phone. I called and I called and I called. You know, he called me a couple of times. I also called a couple of times. So he just picked it up. And, you know, and I heard him benching. And, you know, and I realized the clause. So he was holding in the words. So I was going to do. When I opened in those words. Kukelzon fanes lakoil umitiv lakoil. Kukelzon fanes lakoil umitiv lakoil. Kosh Baruch Hu does good for everyone. So now I've had like these three bad phone calls. I pick up the phone, and I hear this chosh over here. It says, "Rabbein, kuekel zon umfarnes lakoil umitiv lakoil." Kosh Baruch Hu does good for everyone, not even one person that he doesn't want. I said, you know, I have to wash to bench, that I can say it myself. So I went, I washed, I made a mighty, I had a kaveta, and I benched. And I said, "Umitiv lakoil." Kosh Baruch Hu loves every yid from Klal Yisrael. He does good for every person. You could eat and you could bench from native lakoil. You know how gishmak was to eat? Like, you know, I could tell the Rebbeinu when I finished to eat to be native lakoil to everyone. If a person takes this 30 days, 33 days, it's a tir. The Melech Zok Hashem Shmuel, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Kehanim, you have to be so rochek from the Tumah. You can't be Eved Hashem. Kohanim cannot be Eved Hashem if they have Tumah. It's a stira. Ein kedusha v'tumah can work in the same place. So we'll start with the parsha. It says, Emre la kohanim. Ve'omarto aleihem. So Rashi brings down, Emre la kohanim ve'omarto aleihem. Lehazir gdoili ala ktani. That an Isur Tumah is not only gdoilim, is lehazir gdoilim ala ktani. That you're not allowed to be metame a little kid. The Hainu is not only an Isur, Pashas lekoyanim, it's a shalif de Israelim, also mitzvah. But not only that a Kohen Godel is not allowed to be metame, you're not allowed to metame your little kid. So I had a shalif, what's the Shabbat? What is the Isur to metame a little kid? Now, if you have a little kid, a Kohen, you're not allowed to metame. So I had a suffix, I had a vikuach with Rabbi Yashiv. My son was sick. My little son, vikuach nefesh. I had to take him to the hospital. It was very dangerous treatment. They had to take him, he was a little kid. But the Rebbe says, I can't go, the hospital is full with too much mace. So the Rebbe said, she would go. He said, I was like, I'm going to go. Said, yeah, but we could hire a goita. She's not mitzvah lehazir gdoilim ala ktanim, and she will push the carriage into the hospital. Is the issue lehazir gdoilim ala ktanim? Not allowed to metame a little kid. Right? Is the issue not only that the father will not be metame? If you have a little kid, is the issue to metame the little kid? So if it's the issue to metame the little kid, so if the mother brings in the little kid, einich nami is pikuach nefesh, but but if we hire a goita, she will push the carriage in. So she's not mitzvah lehazik deyle malaktah. Mele, she will not be over Yisrael. And b'schus, this mitzvah, we'll have the siyata nishmai. And I ask, Apo Choshev Tamachomim, and everyone told me that I'm right. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv told me, sinarishkeit. He said that lehazik deyle malaktahim, if the cotton is not mitzvah because he has a heter pikuach nefesh, there's no isur of the gadol to bring him in. Because they push, no cotton is mitzvah anyways. No cotton is mitzvah anyway, be'etze. No, there's the isur and the gadol to metame the cotton. So, if someone else could do it, so Rabbi Yashim can do it, the isur is kilu, if he has a aveire, so even though the cotton doesn't understand the aveire, it doesn't mean mitzvah, it's the isur of the gadol. So the pasuk says, "Lenefesh lo itame be'amo." So Teisa b'mitzi efrekt akashe, how Eliyahu Hanavi was metame, was machir the ben almona. There was ben almona, Eliyahu machir one, and Elisha was parmaim kiruchi, was machir two kids. Efrekt Teisves, Eliyahu is a kohen. Eliyahu is a kohen. What is the heter to Eliyahu to metame the ben almona? What is the head of the Eliyahu to metame the ben to metame to the ben alman to machi the ben alman? As I tefrek teis bo mitzvah kufiyud dalit. So teis says shekevon she yodea she bevada yitzchiyeh hayomuto mishum pikuach nefesh. While Eliyahu knew for sure that he could be machi the ben alman, so was muto mishum pikuach nefesh. So the Mefarshim ask the kasha, we know that pikuach nefesh is matter even besofek. So why does it say she kevin she yodea she bevada yichye hayomuto mishum pikuach nefesh? Even bevad bevada yichye. Even if it's a suffix you're allowed to. Why have to come she bevada yichye? So it's two terutzim. One tells the world says lemaisi the kid was dead already. So it's no heter pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is v'chai v'loy sheyomus. The kid is dead. El yom et ches amaisim, right? That's why Eliyahu made one tchias amaisim and Elisha made two tchias amaisim. So b'etzem is no heter pikuach nefesh. So what is the heter? But the Gemara says mutov shichalu shabbos achas veikayim shabbos asarbe. But that heter is only if it's vada. Then if someone is sick, even if you're misubik, you could save him or not. It's v'chazmeh v'lo yishiyamuz b'hem. So misafik, you're allowed to save him. So misafik, you're allowed to save him. But when someone is dead, so there's no heter for v'chaybim v'lo yishiyamuz b'hem. It's a heter of mutav sheichal shabbos arba or shabbos arba. In the back of the Gemara was a sefer Oris from Reb Lezer Moshe Horvitz. He says the under teretz. It's been it's a big machlekes. I'm not going into that. That, you know, the shale alam on the poisim, if you have a moshal, a rabbit, that when he gives brochas, he saves people. Now, someone is very sick, you're allowed to go to the rabbit to get a brocha on Shabbos. What's the difference? The chances, the stories go that by him, more people are become better when they go to the doctor. This the moshal, the doctor, 20%. This brochas work 30%. There's mucha, because I'm always meet the doctors, yeah, but Alamosh is a stone that you put it there, it's a segula. So lemaisa, most poskim hold that you're only allowed to go when it's 100%. For a doctor, you're allowed to go even if lemaisa only 20% he saves. His refuah, 20% of the doctor knows how to help. You're allowed to mechal Shabbos. For a segula, you're only allowed to do it if it's 100%. And the man doesn't pshat in teisves. He davened and Hashem helped. So the head of Elio Anovi to go into the room to machi the ben almone val only boyfen zguli, not boyfen poshet b'mele was only mutar kevin shebevada yichye. Now the pasuk says, kim l'sheiro yakorev elov le'imoy uleovi v'libnei v'le'ochi. So the kohen is allowed to metame to his mother, his father, the son, the daughter, and the brother. And the kohen gadol it says, al kol nafshis meis lo yavoi le'oviv ule'imoi lo yitama. He's not allowed to metame not to the father and not to the mother. So Mefoshim asks why here it says kim l'sheiro yakoriv le'lov le'imoi ule'oviv ve'libnoi ve'libnito ule'ochiv. He's allowed to metame to his mother and his father. It says mother before the father. But the Kohen Gadol, when you're not allowed to be metame, it says, he's not allowed to metame to the father and the mother. Oh, but to the Kohen Gadol, when he's allowed to be metame, it says first that he's metame le'imoy, and then it says that he's metame le'oviv. Lechol, the order is not the right order. Why it says the mother before the father? It says two terutzim, Maradiskin and the Stipe. One of them says like this, that Be'etzem, Chazal say that a mother of a person is a Vaday. He was born from the mother. This is what the Stibler brings down, as Azay is given Mekubal the Teretz, even though there's a very modern Zachan that he said. So a mother is Alamol a Vaday. A father, you never know if it's your father or not. It's Kibayt Roy Bele Sacher Rabba. B'mele is a bigger Chidush that he's allowed to metame to his father. From his allowed to metame to his mother. His mother is a chavada. But to the father, a kohen has the istur to be metame, mechetei says his father. Mechetei says his father. But she'egim b'kohen gadol, when it says that you're not allowed to your father, and even to your mother. So b'kohen hedid it says, you're allowed to metame to your mother, and even to your father. But b'kohen gadol, when you're not allowed to, so you say you're not allowed to metame to your father, and even to your mother. But the Stipler says, Kach, that this is the famous Teret, says it's a mot nezach. He says, that if you misupik, if your father is a father, so you're not a Kohen. But the whole reason you're a Kohen, because you're a son of the Kohen. So what is the answer developed? That, you know, why is a chidush more from the father for the mother? The mother for sure is my mommy. But the father, mechates, is my father, maybe he's not my father. I'm not your father, you're not a kohen. So mother shechem allowed to metame him. So you can't say that as a father is less reason to metame because maybe he's not my father. Because it's only a roiv. So who says that it's mati roiv is mati toiv risuri? The Mario Diskin says a long teretz. He says a very posh to teretz. He says that the first says la'ima v'la'aviv. Okay, maybe the teretz what will be doesn't make a difference. So why by the Kohen Gadol the Torah changed it? Says by the Kohen Gadol, says b'derech klal unavadei ba'ar na'koyen. Says b'derech klal, as he states in Chazal, or ba'ar na'koyen for sure. The father is a Kohen Gadol, right? Then the father dies, the son becomes a Kohen Gadol. So he says, so Aaron died. So when it says when Aaron died, so when Aaron dies, so the son becomes a Kohen Gadol. So when the son becomes a Kohen Gadol, then he can't be metamel to his father. So bederech klal, the first thing that happens to a Kohen Gadol is that he's not allowed to metamel to his father. He says, Avada, I'm old to be a Kohen Gadol, that is not, his father is not a Kohen Gadol. But Elazo, the first thing we tell him is, to who we'll tell it? Aaron, what we're telling Aaron? So it was dead. I'm almost. So we're telling Elazo, you know, when Aaron dies, first don't metamel to Aaron. And if your mother is alive, also put time to your mother later, eventually. But the Kohen Gadol doesn't first, his mother doesn't die before his father. Because when if father is living, he's not a Kohen Gadol. So a minute, the order of the Psukim, this one doesn't give the order of the Psukim. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. And the Pasuk says, all the Mephoshim speak about it, why the Pasuk has to say it again. Beginning of the parsha, Leikru Korcha Beroishom Ufkeskinum Leigalechu Bepsorim Leisretu Sarotas. All the Mephoshim, you know, everyone that learns Makis knows that we have an Isur Korcha Lames, we have an Isur Srita Lames, and we have an Isur to Megalech the beard, and we have an Isur to Megalech the Peis. Why the Kohanim to get a Bazundari Isur? It's the only thing. Kohanim are different from Klal Yisrael. Legabi Tumah v'Taira, they eat kochim. So, and one thing, Peas Hazakon, Peas Haroish, v'Yisra Tusarotas, the double portion Parshas Emor. And the Gemara and Makis learns out one from each other that Yochal Kol Meis v'Meis, Yochal Asrita v'Srita. And the Gemara learns out. Everyone that learns Makis knows that all of the halachas is no different beards by the Kohanim and the Israelim. Is no different Peas. The Zelbezach. I was Amad Nezach. These three. Why do they Yachid Bekeuna? The only Pasha Sarai is Bekeuna. So the Maharal brings down. Look at the Lashon HaPsuki. Leikrehu kolcha beroishom ufkas yeinom leigaleichu ubepsorum leisretu sarotes kdoishim iu leelekehem ולאכלו שם אלוקיהם, כי ישאיר השם לחם אלוקיהם, הם מקריבים בו היו קודש. So I understand that Tumah v'Taira, we said, if a Kohen is metame, sifot in the Kedusha, felt in the Inyonim, said that. But the Pasuk packages it together. אמר אל הקוהנים, כי יש להיטמו לנפש בעמו, לא יקריחו כוחו, לא יגלחו סקוינו, ובשורם לא יסרטו סרוטס, זו ישים עיר לאלוקיהם. It's vegan that I don't want to go into. But I want to say what the Maharal says. The Maharal brings down, this is Bavus, in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam brings down inside the Kolcho, inside the Peis, the Rambam brings it down, Birchus Avodah Zorah. That the Koimre Avodah Zorah, they had different haircuts. They would cut themselves like this, they would cut them like that. From there comes Be'etzem, the Yisru, from it, Pes HaRosh and Pes HaZokom, that the Kmorim from Avodah Zorah, they had different ways. Like the Maharal, that the Kmorim from Avodah Zorah, but listen very good, it's a very big insight. The Kmorim from Avodah Zorah, it's Amish Apele. It's Amish Apele, three mitzvahs that are no Shaykhs to Koyanim. I'm saying, they say from one of the tzaddik kid, they said that the person in the Azokan Azechem get to the Kedusha of the Kohanim, so the Kohanim to be more Kodesh. I don't want to go into that way. So the Maharal says like this. The Maharal says that the Koimre Avodah Zorah had a special haircut that they did. They would cut like this, cut like that. Why? It says because when they go to the Beis HaMerchatz, they take off all of the clothes, right? When they go on the street, you see their gown, you see the Toyeva from the Kmorim from Avodah Zorah. But when they go to Rintz, they go to Beis HaMerchatz. In the old days, everyone did Beis HaMerchatz. No one had a private shower in a private mitzvah. Every person, every morning, says, "Are you right, LeMerchatz?" Yeah, he would go to Rintz. So when he took off all of his clothes and he's standing there in line with everyone, so if people don't know who he is, they will think he's a normal person, and no one will give him covet. So he had a special haircut that even when there's nothing on him, everyone knew that he's a nun. He's a is a koima. So like this, he looked, everyone saw a koima. So they had special haircuts that even when there's no clothes on and they're standing there in line, everyone knows that he's a shagetz. Zog the Maharal, Kedoshi matem la Hashem Elokeichem. The Koyanim have to be Kodosh. Even without no hacker, you could see on the person that he's a Choshevit. Your tafkid is, Kedoshi matem la Hashem Elokeichem, Nish Chitzoinis. The tafkid of the Koyanim is, not that they have to have a symbol on them, you know, you can recognize us. We are Kedoshi. We are Kmorim. No, you don't have to see it. When you see the Koyen, when you see Eved Hashem, Chochmas Odom Toir Ponov. It's not only in Bezamerch, it's where they went. The Kmorim had Alamol HaHeker. Ki Kedoshim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You have to be Kodesh, not because, you know, Mezot Azor is Kodesh. Mezot Azor is Kodesh. This is the Tafkid of the Koyanim. Meile is a Bazunder Elav. So not to have a Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Zunder allowed to the Koyanim, even the Be'etzen. And the Pesuk is Mamshich. חוב ג' חוב ב' ולא יסחלו השם קודשי ונקדשני בתריך בני ישראל אני השם מקדשכם. The Ramban brings down that the most חומודיקה עבירה is חילול השם. The most חומודיקה עבירה is חילול השם. לא יסחלו השם קודשי ונקדשני בתריך בני ישראל אני השם מקדשכם. And the kapore of the עבירה חילול השם, the only way the only way to mechalel, if a person made a chilul Hashem, the only way, lemoshel, a person that is mechalel Hashem Shomayim has to know, ein loy kapore, loy baze ve loy babo, as is on the Ramban al Teira, ve lisechalu Hashem Kodshi, and the only way that a person could be mechaper the chet of chilul Hashem, if he does the chilul Hashem, is ve nikdashti b'toich bnei Yisrael, if he does the kiddush Hashem. So I had a suffix, I'm just saying a barabbit. When I was a bocher in Panovich, we had a suffix. Once we were in the middle of the night, we were schmoozing and learning, and we woke up some neighbors, it was 12, 2 o'clock by night, and they started to yell, Shiva bochim. So the ma'aseh we caused the chilul Hashem, yeah? So we knew the ma'aseh we never have kapor, and there's no way to mechaper it. So we didn't know what to do. So then in the morning, I think Rav Shach was masking, when I went, we bought flowers, and we sent these people flowers with a paper for Mechila. So like this, we'll have Olam Haba, yeah? Because of Chilul Hashem. But the Shaila was the Moshul, Lu Yitzu, the Maisa, we didn't know what neighbor it was, we sent the whole thing. But then, I came, a different Shaila, the Moshul. What if the Moshul, the Moshul is Mechal Hashem Shomayim, yeah, he goes in the street, pushes, the Moshul goes dressed, not like Yeshiva Bochel, people see it, but Mele Zechil Hashem, all different Echatimtzes, that a person, you know, he screams, he yells, and he goes Zechil Hashem, the Ramban says, En Loi Kapore, Bazeu, Babo, only Bekiddush Hashem. So if you Mekad Hashem Shomayim, it's the best. What if you can't do it? So Moshul, you can go on the bus, and the guy gives you change, and you tell him, I made a mistake, he gave me an extra shekel. Now, the Maisa, he didn't give an extra. But he says, wow, the front people are so elach. So you're Mekad Hashem Shomayim, it's Mechaper or not? To fake Kiddush Hashem is also good enough. I remember the Holy Shiva was tumbling. No one knew what to answer. So I don't know, once a year I try a couple times to fake some Kiddush Hashem, and the tzad I call the Chilul Hashem, you know, Elo Kapore Bezeu Babo. So I go back, I give like extra change. The guy said, you sure? I said, yeah, it was an extra shekel. The guy takes it. So then Kiddush Hashem. I'll finish that, Azach. It's not Kiddush Hashem and fake. I'm saying, it's a bit of a garnish, but it's a suffix if it helps. In the end of the parsha, it says, ויצא בן איש ישראליס והוא בן איש מצרי בתוך בני ישראל וינוצו במחנה בני ישראליס ואיש הישראליס. חובדה לפוסק י' ויקב ויקוי בן איש הישראליס אז השם ויקלל ויביאו ישראל מוישה ושם אימו ישלמיס וזדיברי למטה דון וינוחיו במשפור לפרו ישלם על פי השם וינוחיו במשמור לפרו ישלם על פי השם. Rashi says, "Vayeitze ben ish Yisraelis." What is Vayeitze? Vayelich ben ish Yisraelis. And he had a fight. He was mekalel. This is Vayeitze. To where he was Yeitze. Zogt Rashi, Vayeitze. Meheichon yotzo. Rab Levi yom amoilom o yotzo. Versteht me? Rab Rach yoim yom yiparsha shalbal o yotzo. Was melagleg. לחם הפונים מסניסים אומרו מבייס דינוי של מוישה יוצא מחויב בוא ליטה אויל בתוך מחנדון. He wanted to park in מחנדון. אומרו לו מטיב חולה כאן, אומר מבני דון אני. אומרו לו לא איש המחנה ואיש הדיג לו יוצא לבייס דין, נכנס לבייס דינוי של מוישה ויוצא מחויב עומד וגידף. He lost in בייס דין that he didn't let him to park where he wanted to park. Omad Vekide. Chaim Shmulevi, he's what's there, Shmuz. Parshas Emor and Yeshiva. Yeshiva Reb Chaim. It's a whole Shmuz, I'm saying it in 2 minutes. He says, so what the Pasuk is coming to tell us? The first shot, Vayetze Moi Lama. You know, if you make Kala Lashem, say that. Second shot, Vayetze Mi Parsha Shalemala. You know what? He had a fight 2 minutes ago by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he lost. Salem. What did they get to this part? You know what happened before he ate bread? 2 days before, he died with Shachas. What is the Shachas? Which is the biggest sight. So, a person could lose a little in Teira, but he wants to park with Machne Don. Don, Chazal said, Gemara in Pesachim, Mishdan, that they're sitting and learning Meshevet Don. He wants to be with the Chshuvim. He lost. The next thing is, he's Mekalel. He's the worst. So a person gets a little clap in his life, and if he doesn't control himself, he could find himself after 5 minutes, Bedyuto Tachtoino. He says, I'm saying it to Bochrim. He says, that is not Nugia, you could get married, you could have it in the shul, and the Rav will tell you a word that you don't like. And b'shas kas, you start up with him, you leave your shul, he can become ice fruit. You have a chavrusa, you have a rabbi, and he told you something you dislike. Counsel 10. Wait. He says, a person became the lowest shebelois. And he says, why? We adore the Yoitze Mitzrayim. They saw Boire Oilom. What do you have from a kalel? Vayikrav es Hashem vayikalel. What means this? He says, "Lama zogin a person steals. He has epis. He has epis. He steals. He ganevs. He kills the guy that thought up with him. Mekalel zigonish. Mekalel es Hashem. What he thinks will happen, Taki? What does Anna? But when a person is angry, he loses himself. He says the pasuk is teaching us." Don't ask me how it came b'doiroi shel Moshe Rabbeinu HaMekalel. How it came b'doiroi shel Moshe HaMekalel? It's in our door, no one knows what is Shechina. B'doiroi shel Moshe Rabbeinu? It's Aveira, you know, Chavetz Chaim is not alamol, Ma Yisrael lebal aloshem. It's not even a type of loshenor, yeah? You b'doiroi shel Moshe Rabbeinu, mizet Shechina lemalo, and Hashem, it gets up and starts to be Mekalel. No, what's out of that? The pasuk is answering. Vayetzer bezdina shel Moshe Chayiv. He got angry. He got angry. Person has to learn to hold. He's angry. Don't do something when you're angry. A person could come to the lowest madrege. To the lowest madrege when a person has the kas. I wish if I have to yell on someone, I'm scared I'll get the kas. I try to do it when I stand near to Bachrim. Then I'm embarrassed to yell in front of them. So maybe I don't get the kas. You're angry on someone, you could see a malabacha goes into a taxi. The guy cheats him for three shekels. Yeah, the guy starts to scream and yell. He goes out after angry. He's so angry. He comes here to yeshiva. He buys himself a soda for 10 shekels. Yeah, something with sugar. Rav Chaim says the Torah is megale, and you know what happened to him. Chayev misa. Chayev misa. The person lost the ganze. He blew him with gomished. He was left with nothing. He didn't have gomished. This is the pasuk is megale to us. I will leave you with a kasha. So then the pasuk finishes the last pasuk in the parsha. Vayidaber Moshe of Bnei Yisrael vayotziu es hamekalel el mechutz lamachne vayirgim roisoy even ubnei Yisrael osu kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe. So the Netziv asks a kasha. Here it says vayirgim roisoy even. Means what stone? I mean a lot of stones. Yeah, but vayirgim roisoy even. Frank the Netziv. And in Bamidbar Tesvov, Posuk Lamedvov, we also have a person that's Chayev Misa. Vayim Mekoishesh. Vayim Tzu Ish Mekoishesh. And Rashi brings down, Stam, that the Mekoishesh and the Kala were in the same time. Rashi learns in our parasha. And they put him in separate jails. Because Rashi explains, because they knew that the Mekoshes is Chayev Misa. And the Mekalel, they were not sure if he's Chayev Misa or not. So they didn't want him to think that maybe he's going to be killed on the side that he's not killed. And he had a bad feeling. So even though they put him, as Rashi says, V'yanichuhu b'mishmo. Levadoi, v'yanichu Mekoshes imoi. Sheshneem oyu b'perek echot. It happened at the same time that two people were sitting in jail. The Mekoshes. So the Mekoshes is in Bamidbar Tesvov Posuk Lamedvov. Vayotziu es hakoyel mechutz lamachne vayirgim roisoy ba'avoni. Frank the Netziv, why by us it says vayirgim roisoy oven, and the Mekoshes says vayirgim roisoy ba'avoni. And again, Rashi in our parsha learns that the parsha from Mekoshes and the parsha from the Mekalel were in the same time. The Netziv speaks about it. If you look good in the Rashi in our parsha, maybe it's a mocking to me, Yashavim. We'll stop.